Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is March 11th. We're looking at uranium this week, as the sector remains strong this quarter. A recent updated feasibility study has been released out of Global Atomic as they continue to progress their flagship DASA project in Niger. Managing Director and Head of Equity Research David Talbot is here to provide details on the story. So with that, David, over to you.
Thank you for that introduction. I'm David Talbot, Managing Director and Head of Research here at Red Cloud Securities, and I am pleased to join you today as part of an ongoing series of discussions with the Red Cloud Research team. The only company I would like to speak to you today about is our top pick in the uranium sector, Global Atomic. We have a buy and a target price of $6.25, and Global is a Red Cloud investment banking client. We are quite excited to see Global's long-awaited feasibility study update for its 80% owned DASA uranium project in Niger. This is another major de-risking event for what should become one of the world's largest and highest grade uranium mines outside of the Athabasca Basin. DASA project costs were refined, project economics improved substantially, given that life of mine nearly doubled, reserves and production increased, and uranium prices jumped from $35 a pound to $75 a pound. Additional upside was also demonstrated, financing discussions are ongoing, and the fourth offtake was arranged. Assuming timely project financing to fund construction, we remain confident that production can begin in early 2026. Now, while operating costs were up and capital costs up quite a bit due to various factors, life of mine doubled and life of mine production rose from 44 to 68 million pounds. We also see another 51 million pounds of high-grade inferred resources sitting in the wings. And when we say high-grade, we are talking about 0.5% material, and that's in line with current expected production grades, and the world's highest production grades outside of the Athabasca Basin. The new feasibility study update outlined a 23-year life of mine, with an average annual production of 3 million pounds per year. Now, we see little change in the first 11 years of mine life, and we still expect 4 to 5 million pounds of annual production at 0.5% uranium. Now, we see little change in the first 11 years of mine life. We still expect 4 to 5 million pounds of annual production per year at 0.5% uranium before the study suggests that production will decline due to lower reserve grades late in mine life. As we've mentioned, and we can come back to this, we believe that this grade and production decline can be pushed out. Project economics significantly improved despite higher capex. After-tax NPV rose fivefold from $147 US to $917 million US. IRR increased 22% to 38.4%, and payback fell from 3.25 years to 2.5 years. The two big drivers: 55% more uranium production, and a uranium price assumption that has over doubled to $75 a pound. And that $75 a pound, that's in line with other studies out there, and in line with contracts being signed between utilities and multiple uranium companies right now. If you use current uranium prices, or about 90 bucks a pound, the after-tax NPV would rise further to 1.3 billion US with an IRR of 47%. While uranium price was a large driver in the improved economics at DASA, it comes down to the quality of mine and its resource growth potential. Life of mine nearly doubled, production rose 54%, and reserves are up 50%. Indicated resources remain constant at about 109 million pounds, and reserves increased to 8 million tons, grading 0.41% for 73 million pounds. Total production increased from 44 million pounds to 68 million pounds at a life of mine grade of 0.41% as grade and production rates fall off later. Now, we note that life of mine grade is down, but that doesn't impact anything until late in mine life. Production and grades remain unchanged at 41 million pounds and 0.51% U308 through 2037. Furthermore, we do believe that these declining reserve grades can be pushed out with further delineation drilling of existing high-grade resources. And that's the inferred resources of 51.4 million pounds we spoke of earlier. We do encourage the comparison between pre-2038 production and the prior feasibility study, because things are relatively unchanged with the exception of costs. Now, average cash costs and all-in sustaining costs are up 29% and 33% in early years, respectively, and they get up to about 25 and a bit and 31.50 a pound. Still relatively low cost compared to its peers. This is largely due to power costs that rose 50%, and power accounts for about 28% of OpEx. Mine dilution also rose from 5% to 10%, and grades and production fall off in later years, increasing costs a little more. CapEx did almost double to $395 million, including very high contingency and working capital inclusions. This increase is due to project delays, mill upsizing, power connection, and a larger camp and other items. About $73 million has already been sunk into the project, with remaining CapEx estimated about $351 million. The process plant being upsized from 1,000 tons per day to 1,200 tons per day provides a lot of optionality here. Mine capacity will remain at 1,000 tons per day for now, but there is potential that throughput may increase to about 1,325 tons per day with just minor additional CapEx. And expansion to 2,000 tons per day is being considered. Resource conversion may improve economics. No surprise here. MPP rose largely on longer life of mine and higher prices, but we note the mine production grades don't change really before 2038. But the life of mine expansion in this feasibility study upgrade does see grades decline and production fall off moving forward. But that inferred resource we keep mentioning, that grades 0.5% uranium, is in line with early life of mine grades. So upon conversion, we believe this material may be mined earlier, and that should push the lower grades out. And this surface and underground drilling will begin in the third quarter of this year. Project financing discussions also continue. Management expects debt to be in place shortly, which would allow plant construction to begin in the second half of this year and commissioning of the mine by Q4 2025. We anticipate about 60% debt and 40% equity. A fourth offtake LOI was also announced, representing about 260,000 pounds over 3 years starting in 2026. Relatively small, but total committed sales now total about 9.5 million pounds, and that is valued at 770 million US at current market prices. There is still plenty of uranium that can also be sold forward. Finally, the geopolitical situation in Niger is improving. Most other West African nations have decided to open the borders and allow commercial flights to resume. The U.S. will maintain a heavy military presence in the country, and it will support Niger's return to democracy. In the meantime, ministers of various government agencies are civilians, experienced, and often Western educated. So Global Atomic is our top pick in the uranium space in an exciting uranium market. We expect debt financing within the next few months and production to begin at the end of next year. Our project NAV is 1.68 billion Canadian using an $85 US per pound uranium price, and we use a 0.7 times DCF multiple. We maintain our buy rating for Global Atomic and a target price of $6.25 per share. So that is all for this week. Thank you for joining us, and certainly thank you for supporting Red Cloud Podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to read all of the research reports discussed, for all Red Cloud Securities free research reports, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.